Hi, thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is Jaden. I'm calling on a recorded line right now. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, yes, this is Joseph. I have Miss Christina Banton. Last name is B as in Bobby, A as in Alpha, N as in Nancy, T as in Tom, O as in Oscar, N as in Nancy. Her best phone number is 708-541-0590. And she needs assistance with her hair relaxer claim.
Perfect, thank you.
Miss Van, he'll take you from here. Thank you so much, ma'am.
Thank you.
Hi, Christina.
Yeah.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
Perfect. I just want to let you know this is on a recorded line. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the hair relaxer lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim?
No.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter or signed documents with another law firm?
No, I haven't.
And were you or a loved one ever diagnosed with a type of cancer after using hair relaxer?
Yes, me.
Do you know what type of cancer you were diagnosed with?
Ovarian.
Oh, I'm so sorry. And again, thank you for taking the time to speak with me about this. Do you, we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yeah.
Just one second. I'm very sorry about that. So again, I just want to confirm, have you or a loved one used the hair straightening chemicals or hair relaxer within the last 20 years?
Yes, myself.
Okay. And And what was the year you were diagnosed with?
Last year, October 14th. Yes.
And then was that 4th or 14th?
14th.
Okay. Sorry about that. Thank you for confirming. And we'd be filing this claim for yourself, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then can I have the name of the hospital that you were treated at?
Advocate Trinity Hospital.
Trinity Hospital. And that was on, and that was in Chicago, Illinois, on 2320 East 93rd Street.
Yes.
Next customer over here, please. We got another one open right over here.
Turn it off.
And then the phone number I have is 773-967-2000.
Well, scan items one at a time, placing them in the vacuum area after each
okay,
scan.
Perfect.
For items without parking.
And then do you know the name of the doctor that treated you?
Dr. Angela Walker, she's
an OBGYN. Angela, what was the last name?
Walker, Angela.
Dr. Angela Walker, not you.
Yeah.
How many floor providers?
Perfect. And what state you were diagnosed in, Chicago or Illinois?
Yeah.
Diagnosed in Illinois, and that was last year, so that would meet the criteria. Thank you for confirming. And then I just have to, I'm sorry, I don't know if I asked you this, but your penalty that you have not sought legal representation or advice from any other law firm?
Yes, you already asked me that.
Okay, perfect. I just have to confirm. And it was a type of ovarian cancer, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And again, I'm very, very sorry about this. And did you use hair relaxer of any kind more than 4 times in a single year prior to your diagnosis?
Yes.
And on average, how many times per year did you use hair
relaxer? No, not prior to my diagnosis, but I started getting relaxers in.
So just before being... So you started using relaxer in 2018?
Yes.
And so did you use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year before being diagnosed?
No.
You didn't use it more than
not
4
before
times in a single year?
Not before I got diagnosed, no.
You used it less than 4 times in a single year?
Wait, no. Wait, what are we talking about? Okay, before I got diagnosed, before I got diagnosed, yes, I was using it 6 times a year. I'm thinking about something else.
Okay, no worries. So you did use hair relaxer of any brand more than 4 times in a single year prior to being diagnosed with cancer?
Right, right.
And on average, how many times per year did you use hair relaxer?
6 times a year. Every couple of months.
And are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
And can I have your date of birth, please?
April 8th, 1987.
Yeah. No, 0408, 1987.
Yeah, 0408, 1987.
And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
And were any of your friends, family, coworkers, loved ones, anyone else that you know were affected by hair relaxer or have a similar experience as you?
Not that I know of.
Got you. And what state did you use hair relaxer in?
Chicago, Illinois.
And what year did you start using it and what year did you stop using it?
I started in 2018. I stopped in 2022.
2022?
Yes.
And did you use the products weekly, monthly, 4 times per year? So probably probably monthly?
Every other month, yeah.
Okay. And how many consecutive years have you used hair relaxer for?
6 years.
So from 2018 to 2022?
22, yeah.
Got you. And then, so about 4 years?
6 years. A little over 6 years or something like that.
From 18 to 2022?
Yeah. Okay. A little over 4 years, yeah.
And did you use hair relaxer at a home, salon, both?
Both.
And do you know the address of the salon that you used it at?
They closed down now. It was a shop over there on 51st in Michigan, Georgia, somewhere over there.
Do you know the name of the shop?
Georgia's?
In Chicago, Illinois?
Yes.
Place your item in the bagging area. Georgia's Hair Salon, 10 yeah. North Summit Parkway, or 10 North Summit Avenue? For Georgia's Hair Salon?
I want to, I'm not sure, I forgot the address.
Do you know what street it was on or what city it was in?
Chicago, Illinois, it was on 51st Street.
Welcome to 100 East 51st Street, George.
Yeah, I think that's, yeah.
George Hair Design?
Yes.
Okay, got you. And then just 1 second. And then, do you remember what where you purchased the product from?
I normally purchase like Target, Walmart, resupply store, wherever I was buying.
Target, Walmart.
Yeah, like the resupply store, wherever.
And what brand did you use? Was it Dark and Lovely, Motions?
Yes. Yeah, Dark and Lovely by L'Oreal. Yeah.
Okay. And did your cancer happen 2 or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least 1 year?
Yes.
Okay. That was a yes.
Okay, you said did it start after I started using the product?
Yeah, after you use it, 2 or more years after you first started using it regularly for at least 1 year.
Yeah. Yes, yes.
Perfect. And what type of treatment did you receive?
I had a full hysterectomy surgery. I think I'm pronouncing that.
Full hysterectomy?
Yeah.
Any other treatment?
Then I had chemotherapy six cycles for 6 months.
Chemotherapy for 5 or 6 months?
Yes, 6 cycles for 6 months.
6 cycles for 6 months. And what was the treatment date?
I was treated on October of last year, October 18th. I remember the doctor sent me right away.
October 18th of 2023?
Yes.
And what was the diagnosis, or what was the name of the hospital?
Items one at a time. Placing them in the bagging area.
Advocate, same hospital?
Yes.
You were diagnosed and treated at Advocate?
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get.
And was there a different doctor for the treating, or was it the same one?
It was a different doctor that diagnosed me, but the treating was Angela Walker.
Oh, so Angela Walker, Angela Walker treated you?
Yes.
And then which doctor diagnosed you?
His name was Simmons or something like that. At the same place.
Well, how'd you spell it?
S-I-M-M-I-N or S-I-M-O-N-S. Simmons, yes.
Dr. Todd Simmons?
Yes, I think that was, I think that was his name.
Okay, and that was the diagnosing doctor, correct?
Right.
Okay. And the treating doctor was Dr.
Angela Walker, yes. He referred me over to her, yes.
And so you were treated by Dr. Angela Walker at 2320 East 93rd Street, Chicago, Illinois, 60617?
Yes.
And the phone number is 773-967-2000?
Yes, I think so, yes.
And then the treatment date I have is 10-18-2023?
Yes.
And then can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Perfect. And then can I have the spelling on your first name, middle initial, and last name?
My first name is Christina Banton. Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, B-A-N-T-O-N.
And then middle initial?
S.
S?
Yes.
So I have Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A, S Banton, B-A-N-T-O-N.
Yes.
Perfect. And then this next part is for the attorneys and for identification and HIPAA purposes. Can I have your full social, please?
3287894-18.
3287894-18.
Yes.
And then the email I have is christinabanson1338@gmail.com.
Yes.
And the phone number I have is 708-541-0590?
Yes.
And then is that a mobile, home phone, or both?
Cell.
Cell phone. And then can I have, we're almost done here. Can I have your full home address?
It's 518 Bensley, B-E-N-S-L-E-Y, Avenue, 60409, Plymouth City, Illinois.
Avenue, and then what was it? Calumet.
Calumet, C A L U M E T, city.
And then the zip code is 60409.
Yes.
And then I'm just gonna read this back to you. I have 518 Bensley Avenue, B E N S L E Y Avenue, Calumet City, Illinois. Cook County, 60409.
Yes.
And do you have a copy of the medical records for yourself?
I don't. It's with the doctor, but I can get it.
Okay. And this last part, we request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for your loved ones. The emergency contact, do they live with you or not live with you?
Yeah, so they'll have this number, so you can just keep this number.
Okay. And then, so we do have to request a different number that we can reach someone else that knows you at. Is there like a friend or like a close friend, family member, anyone?
You can call my friend Nicole Jackson.
Nicole Jackson. And then can I have her phone number? And then I'll put relationship as close friend.
773-294-8550.
And then that's 773-294-8550?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send over these documents right now. Just let me know as soon as you have gotten them. They're going to come through to either text message or email. And then I'll walk you through them. Just let me know as soon as they come through.
Okay. Okay, I got something, but it's not letting it open. Okay, so do you want to...
And so as soon as you do, click on the either text or email. It's going to take you to a link. Just click on the link. And then it's going to take you to a page that's going to ask you to review and act on these documents. Just click continue through.
Okay.
And then after you continue through that, just let me know when or where you're at. And then when you do get to the page itself, there's going to be a yellow start button on the top right or left. Just click on that. And then the main phone number is 708-541-0590, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, I just have to confirm again, I'm sorry. And then are you on the documents themselves? Or the actual documents?
Yes, I just finished.
Oh, okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, I'm just going to double check everything on here is correct, and then we're going to go from there. So Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-S, Banton, B-A-N-T-O-N. And then for address, I have 518 Bensley Avenue, Calumet City, Illinois, 60409.
Yes.
Date of birth I have is 1987-0408. April 8th, 1987.
Yes.
And then full social is 328-789-418.
Yes.
Then. Okay. All this information should be good. I'm going to send you a text for my personal number. It's going to have my name and my office hours. So if you have any questions between now and when the attorneys reach out to you, you can reach out to me. They should give you a call within the next 24 to 48 hours, though, so just be on the lookout for that, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Do you have any questions for me before I let you go?
No.
Okay, perfect. Again, I just sent you a text for my personal number, so if you want to reach out to me before the attorneys get a hold of you, you totally can, okay?
Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome.